we'll put a big effort into this game against Kidore. You know, it was a winner take all for us, because if we lost, we probably weren't able to qualify. Now we've given ourselves a fighting chance, you know, but only halfway is there, like playing for Masters, you know, next weekend, and it'll be a big game, and, you know, another tight battle, and we'll see where it goes, you know.
Yeah, it was tight, tough stuff up there, but out there tonight. But your boys, they really gave it all, and they didn't shirk away from anything.
No, it was real championship stuff, you know, no quarter asked, no quarter given. But we knew that playing Gidore anyway. You know, we've played Gidore down through the years, and you know, kind of one of them teams that we kind of have a, you know, we always play well against them. We always rise to the occasion. And I told the boys that before the day in the dressing room, you know, that we're not be much in between it. But for whoever works the hardest, they'll want it. And you know, I thought our boys just, I left everything on the field there today. You know, the same after the game, there's six or seven of them just out with physical exhaustion, you know. And that's just the way it has to be, you know.
Yeah, I suppose coming down here today, probably Gidore were big favourites of the bookies. It was tight in the first quarter, then they went 6-4 up. You got 2 points right before half time, which helped you go on a level. How important were they in the...
Ah, they were very important, you know. We're, as you say, we're 6-4 down, and we got back to 6-8 at half time. And you know, I suppose in the first half we didn't play well, but you know, we kind of, any time we got the ball, you know, we got the score off, and they had a lot more of the ball maybe in the first half, and they, you know, they had 2 goal chances in the first half, and they could have buried us, but you know, we lived in the edges, as the man says, and we rode our luck, and come in at 6-8 at half time, and just tell the lads, the second half we'll go out and give it everything we have. And I think the goal, when we got the goal, was a real turning point. And we, you know, that's the problem all year. We haven't been getting goals at the right time, and we're probably conceding. Normally we're the team that concedes the goal, and the game runs away from us. But we got the goal, and we seen the game out then, you know.
And it was a great goal. It was Ricky Gallagher, who'd been out since the last championship game, and he could have popped the ball over, but he was brave. He went for the pass, and you got the goal from it.
Ah, listen, Ricky's a serious talent, you know. In fairness, he's been out, and that's his first game back, and you know, for his first game back, you wouldn't know he's missed a thing. Like, he gave everything, like, he's so fit, he's unreal, you know. And he put a big shift on, a big rehab program on. You make a boy with rehab on my way there, trying to get him back, you know. And I had the right opportunity to get him back. And, you know, for the goal there, like, he just seen Aidan inside and just, he smelt the danger. And, we, you know, Aidan tucked it away. And so when we got the goal, then we were able to just kind of sit back and invite them on, and then kind of turn them over and counter them. And that kind of suited us then, because we were kind of, you know, losing the bat in midfield, so we just kind of allowed them to kick out, and we just rode our luck, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Boyle. He had a fantastic game in there, 3 great saves. Kevin McDade pulled one off the line as well. You did ride your luck a little bit at times.
Oh, we definitely did, and that's championship football, you know. You ride your luck, and I keep saying, like, other games this year we were on the receiving end of it, you know, and hopefully this today, you know, be a turning point for our season and kick on from it, you know. We beat a good Glenties team down in Glenties in the league, and we never won a game since after. And you know, I was telling the lads in the dressing room, you know, we're not as bad as what everybody says we are, and you know, the table sometimes doesn't lie, but we just haven't got the results, and we're missing a few players. And today, we'd good to have Enda back too from the minors, and a, you know, big addition to the team too, and he's piles of legs. And Ricky was back in there today, and just, you know, we've got more legs in the team, and it just helped us, you know, up the field then, you know.
Yeah, you have a massive game now against 4 Masters next week. Real chance to get out of the group. Will you venture up to Gerconnell Park tomorrow?
Oh, listen, well, surely, you know, we'll go up and watch them. 4 Masters, like, you're what they called, you know, they're playing Glenties tomorrow, and so 4 Masters could, you know, real put the cat among the pigeons now. You know, if they actually beat Glenties, it'd be a real ding dong affair, you know. So we'll see how that game goes tomorrow. And I mean, you know, the bottom line is we have to beat 4 Masters next weekend, or whatever result. And if we beat 4 Masters next week, we'll be in the quarter finals. And I said at the start of the year that we could come out of this group, and to the lads, you know, when the draw was made, I said we can get out of this group, and we've given ourselves a fighting chance with today's victories. But it's only a fighting chance. We have to see the job off now next Saturday evening or next Sunday, whatever day it is, and push on.